I think on Easter morning, excuse me, we should throw confetti in church. No? What about a little fanfare? A deafening drum roll? A 3-minute standing ovation? What? Have we had the drums beaten out of us that we in the celebrative community can't really get excited about God's aliveness? About God's love given to us unconditionally? Have we given Easter to the lily bearers, the bunny rabbits, the patent leather shoes? Let's face it, we live as though we don't believe in Easter. We're the crowd, easily swayed, easily scared, easily calling for blood. We're the good church people who can't believe Jesus meant love one another. Who can't, not all the one another's, not drug addicts and criminals. We hate injustice when it's injustice toward us. We love mercy when it's mercy for us. We walk humbly with our God when it's convenient. We're babe believers who resist the resurrection. We're Christmas Christians who are very good at celebrating Christ's birth. We can cling to the babe. We're even crucifixion Christians, agonizing, sympathizing, relating to the hero of the cross. We can rock a baby. We can weep for a dead man. But what can we do with a 33-year-old who won't let the story end? Easter scares us because we're the people who can't believe that God gives us abundant life. We think we have to earn it. In our pull yourself up by your own bootstrap society, it's hard to remember that God doesn't buy the self-made man. So we in the church spend our lives showing God what good people we are, what achievers we are, how much we deserve God's love. We want to pay our own way. But Easter says it's already been paid. Easter says no matter how prodigal, we can go home again. So come to the Easter party. Let's celebrate that amazing grace that in Christ's resurrection, we are still loved, even at our most outrageous. The Lord has given us the music. All we need to do is dance it. Come to the Easter party.
Let me